This guided meditation was recorded live at CDM.
Good morning. This morning I'd like for us to join together and meditate on what do you want? I'd like to welcome everyone who's new and everyone who's been here forever. Because we're really all in the same situation, aren't we? We are spirit and we have a body. And we have to relearn how to create in a physical body. And part of that is reintroducing ourselves as spirit to the body, reminding the body how spirit operates. The other half of that is reminding ourselves as spirit how bodies operate. Bodies require oxygen. So remember to breathe throughout the meditation. Bodies require time and space. They operate in exactly the opposite manner that we operate as spirit. So it's a major learning process. Spirit and body are opposites. So when I ask you to meditate on what do you want, remember you will be tuning in to what you as spirit want and also what your body wants. And these things may be different. So I'd like to start by introducing you to two wonderful spiritual techniques so that you can begin to get to know yourself, the spirit, more fully. And begin to bring that awareness into your body. The first one is the most important spiritual technique on planet Earth. It's one of the great mysteries, and our entire meditation program is based on the use of this technique. It is called grounding. I'd like to invite you to sit as straight as you can in your chair because a great deal of energy moves along the spine. And then put your feet flat on the floor and your hands separated in your lap. This particular position allows energy to move freely and opens you to yourself. Then just close your eyes because this helps you tune in to you and your inner world. We're so outward in the world today, and we're extremely visual. So by simply closing off this particular physical stimulant, it helps you to tune into yourself and the wonderful world within you. Take a nice deep breath. Then I want you to be aware of a center of energy that's near the base of your spine. This is your first chakra, and it is located in this position because it's the place from which you ground, and it contains all of your survival information relating to the body. So allow a flow of energy to move from your first chakra through all physical matter, the chair, the floor, and the earth, until your grounding cord flows from your first chakra to the center of the earth. Again, take some nice deep breaths to help your body relax and to enhance this flow of energy. It also gives your body a sense of participation as you, the spirit, begin to use it on a conscious level. Your grounding connects you, the spirit, to your body and to the earth. I'm sure all of you have had the experience of feeling spacey or unfocused or out of touch. Those are times you are not grounded. Grounding brings you into focus, creates safety, allows you, the spirit, to regain control of your electrical energy and your creativity on Earth. You are spirit. You are a bright spark of energy. You are part of the cosmic consciousness, or as some people call it, God. You are amazing, all-knowing, all-powerful, all-seeing. And everybody's saying, where am I? You're probably floating above your head a good deal of the time. Grounding can help you re-enter your body and flow through it more consciously. So introduce yourself to you by allowing that bright spark of light that is you to come to the top of your head. Now just stop there for a moment and simply know yourself and know that you are spirit. Then comfortably flow into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. And allow that light that is you to shine within your head. The center of your head is the place you, the spirit, are meant to abide while in the body. This is the place where you can be neutral. You can be non-judgmental. You can see things as they are, both within yourself and others. The more you practice grounding and being in the center of your head, the more clearly you see life. Now today we're going to be meditating on life and on what you want. In the many years I've been teaching, I've asked many questions what do you want? Many people do not know. The most disturbed people on the planet are the ones who have no idea what they want. So I'd like for you to be in the center of your head and be grounded and be aware of what comes into your awareness when I ask the question, what do you want? You might think, I don't know. Or you may begin to make a list of things that other people want for you. Or you may begin to think of all the things your body wants. What do you want? What do you, the spirit, desire? Because that is what you will create. And many people are not creating what they want, because they're not aware of what they want. They may have been when they were born and as a young child, and they may have been programmed out of knowing what their purpose here on earth happens to be. What do you want? Now, as you begin to bring into your consciousness some of these things that immediately pop up as you ask what you want, I want you to let go of the needs. Use your grounding and let go of any focus on needs. Needs would include housing, clothing, food. It looks like all of us have plenty of those. So let go of focusing on those needs. Looks like everyone here is providing the needs for the body. And be aware of what you, the spirit, desire. Maybe you desire inner peace and you're busy running around like a chicken with its head cut off. Maybe you desire more loving relationships with others. And right now your life seems to be a series of conflict. Maybe you desire to have more time to meditate and communicate with God, but you have so many physical responsibilities. But you're not creating what you desire because you don't have your attention on it. We, the Spirit, create very simply through desire and belief. If we desire something and we believe that we can have it, it is ours. So I do want to put in some small print. Be careful what you pray for. So again, I'm going to give you a moment of silence to meditate on what you desire. may be surprised at your desire. Now, once you know your desire and you put your attention on it, things begin to happen. And it's important for you to evaluate your beliefs, because they will either support the desire or sabotage it. So focus on this one desire and begin to be aware of the beliefs that you have that sabotage this desire. Use your grounding cord to let go of the limiting beliefs. I really want to do more work in the church, but I don't have time. Time belongs to the body. You, the spirit, have the ability to manipulate time. Allow your limiting beliefs to leave you. Oh, I really want to create this particular business, but I can't do it. Well, my daddy told me I can't. Of course, he passed on 20 years ago, but I'm still holding that belief. Breathe in, breathe out, and a little amusement can help you with this. As you let go of your beliefs and the beliefs you've adopted from others that keep you from fulfilling your spiritual desire. Maybe you have a belief that you're not good enough to have this desire. It's certainly one of the most prevalent sick beliefs on planet Earth. And it is absurd and a lie, because you're a part of God. A part of God is definitely good enough. Use your grounding, because not only is it a stabilizer, it's also a way of releasing what we no longer wish to have within our system. Take a nice deep breath. What do you desire? Again, meditate on one more desire. Maybe you'd like health for your body, or more money for a more comfortable life. Maybe you would like to improve the physical situation that you now have. That's okay. Allow that desire and begin to release the beliefs that get in your way of having this improved physical system. We're spirit. We're part of God. We're brilliant. We're all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful. It's only some silly beliefs that keep us from flowing through the body in a much more dynamic manner. You desire to enhance your body so that you can flow through it more fully. Take a nice deep breath. Be aware of your body surrounding you, the spirit, in the center of your head. Be aware of your grounding. And those of you who know how, would you please ground the room? And as a group, let's have the desire to raise our vibration. So I'd like for you to create a bright gold sun above your head and allow that clear, healing gold energy to flow to you and through you. Allow it to fill you, healing your body, healing you. Allow that energy to flow through each of us and into the earth, healing the earth. To create, all you need is desire and belief. That's how it's done. If life isn't the way you want it, stop. Be quiet. Turn within and get back in touch with yourself as spirit and what you desire. Get in touch with yourself as spirit and what you have within your body that limits your creativity, and let it go. We've had so many wonderful teachers who've come to planet Earth, many of them known, many more unknown. And they had the desire. They had the desire to serve God. As you know from reading about them and meditating on them, things didn't always turn out physically the way they might have liked. For example, the mother of one of the Christs, named Jesus, ended up being a pregnant single woman in a society where women would be stoned to death for such a thing, at the very worst, and at the least shunned completely by the family. So take a nice deep breath and be aware that our spiritual desire may not always manifest as people believe they should. Buddha desired to serve God and to serve humanity. Buddha is another Christ. Buddha was a prince. He lived in an extremely wealthy household. And to fulfill his desire, he gave that up. And as you meditate and begin to talk to these great teachers, I have no doubt that they will tell you that what they gave up was nothing, and what they gained was everything. So I'd like for us to take a moment in our meditation and talk with Jesus, who was a Christ, and still is. And a Christ is simply one who is in touch with God, who is fully awakened, fully aware, and serves God and God only. So say hello to Jesus, and if you haven't studied with Jesus before, you can begin a fun new relationship. If you have been studying Jesus for years, get into the present and let go of some of the foolish things you may have been taught about this incredible soul. I want you to have a conversation with Jesus about what you want and what you need to let go of in order to create that. ask Jesus to give you a healing, to help you acknowledge that you can have your desire and that you can release anything that interferes with you having what you desire. Take a nice deep breath. And ask Jesus to help you see the things you're doing that you don't need to do. To help you let go of the worldly things that you believe are so important. This is a time of changing structure. You are a structure. What part of it do you need to change in order to create your desire? Take a nice deep breath. Be here in the present, where all things are occurring. And be aware of yourself, the spirit, in the center of your head. If you floated away, allow yourself to come back. It takes time to learn to be in and create through the body. Most souls have spent the great majority of their time outside of it. That's why our meditation here is different than most. Most meditations teach people how to leave the body. We teach people how to come and go as they please. Take a nice deep breath and let's change the energy again, by allowing a bright gold energy to flow through the entire room. And flow through us and into the earth. Healing us as a group. And healing the planet. And we're going to take the last few minutes in silence to have our communication with God. You'll note here that we do not define God for you. We speak of having communication with your God. So allow the gold energy, the grounding, and the focus in neutral to help you with your communication with your God. And if you would like, enjoy a quiet communion. Or you can have a communication with God about what you want and anything in the way of creating that desire. Take a nice deep breath. Be aware that God is always with you. All we have to do is put our attention on God. Enhance your grounding. Come back to the center of your head if you floated away. Be aware of your nice body. You might want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot to bring your attention back to the physical world. When you're ready, open your eyes and bend forward, dangling your hands toward the floor. It helps you release energy from your head, arms, and shoulders. And when you're ready, you're welcome to sit up, say hello.
Copyright 2007 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the Spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed healthcare or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Teaching Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.